This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to another Write 10 podcast. This is your boy, comedian Joel Byers, and you know what time it is. Write 10. My sincerest apologies. I don't know where that came from, but my dog is looking at me weird. So that means just to move on, Joel. So I have a very exciting Write 10 podcast for you today. If you're just tuning in for the first time, hey, welcome. We post episodes throughout the week, more informational and more educational. This week's guest, Brandon Smiley. This is the highest one-week listenership we've had so far. The episode's only been out 3 days, and it's already hit our highest so far. So it's really thanks to those of you who have been sharing the episode, giving your feedback, and just letting other friends and family members and other comedians know about the podcast. So that is how we're going to continue to build this awesome comedy network together, is just by letting other comedians know. And the topic today on Write 10, this is where I like to take a few minutes and just share some writing tips or insights or experiences. And today has been one that we all know about, we all understand the value of, but sometimes you just have to hear it for the 300th time. Can I pronounce 300? 300th, the 3,000th time, the 3 millionth time before it actually clicks. It all registers for each of us differently. This week for me is when it finally registered. I've understood the value of this discipline, but I've heard it in two separate interviews this week, and it really clicked with me of just why I need to get over myself and just do the work. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, Joel, what are you talking about? So, what I'm talking about is, What I'm talking about is listening back on your sets, people. All right, comics, do the work. I heard two interviews this week that really just solidified it and just drove the point home for me. Because this is a practice we all know we should be doing more of, we all know the value of, and we all know when we do listen back, the amount of value and insight we get from just listening back to our set. But it also sucks listening back to your set, which is why we don't like to do it, because it's uncomfortable and you don't like to hear yourself, or the audience wasn't laughing as loud as you know they really wanted to, but there's a big conspiracy going on against you and people not laughing as loud as they do other people. Whatever story we tell ourselves in our head, the two interviews I heard this week, I will let you know. Joe Rogan had Sebastian Maniscalco on his podcast. And even if you just listen to near the beginning of the podcast, that's where they talk about more of their comedy process. And Joe Rogan just straight up says, he listens to a set on the way home, and then, actually, this is actually registering me now. I heard three interviews this week where this was the practice. So, Joe Rogan says, after his sets on the drive home, he listens to his set, and then when he gets home, he listens again and will write new punchlines or start to take notes on that set and what he learned and new ideas and connections he has found from listening to the set. He does this every time, he says. That's Joe Rogan. So if you want to be like Joe Rogan and just have a bunch of comedy specials. And the reason he said he did this is because this is the single activity he attributes to all the material he is able to create so quickly. It's just listening to your set and reviewing the set, taking notes on it, brainstorming new ways to build on the jokes. And he says he likes to do it right after his set because that's when he's buzzing from the show and he has all that positive energy So he likes to ride that wave into the writing process of just listening to his sets after the show. This was him talking to Sebastian on his recent podcast, but me talking about this actually made me think about Sebastian Maniscalco was on Nikki Glaser's. It's a SiriusXM show. You can see it on YouTube. She gets a lot of dope guests on there. And he was talking about, Sebastian was, how he always listens to his sets on the ride home from his shows. Always. And Nikki even challenged him on it because it's kind of like something we all know we should do, but then comedians are always like, well, not always, you know, I should, but I don't. We all think we should be doing more, but maybe instead of shoulding, we should just start doing. I don't know if that's a t-shirt or not. Stop shoulding, start doing. I don't know. Let me know if that's a shirt and then we can make it happen. But sorry, now I'm procrastinating even the podcast. But she was like, do you listen to all of them though? And he was like, yeah, I actually do. It's part of the process. So Joe Rogan says he does it. Yeah, he's just some small-time comedian. Sebastian Maniscalco says he does it. Yeah, just some small-town comedian that just did 4 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. No big deal. And the other one that I stumbled upon actually today that actually inspired me to post this is on Gary Goldman. I haven't heard many interviews with him, but he is one of the best straight-up stand-ups alive. One of the best writers. Just, he has a great Twitter that I've talked about on here last week where he just posts a bunch of comedy tips every single day. But he was on the podcast, Are We Still Talking About This? Which they interviewed Artie Lang last week, which was very insightful. But this week they interviewed a Gary Goldman and they go headfirst into his process. And also, I posted clips of these interviews on our Instagram, at Hot Breath Pod. So if you want to hear little excerpts of them, they're going to be on our Instagram. But pretty much what he said is he listens to all of his sets and then he transcribes them. And one of the co-hosts of the Are We Talking About This is Jess Pilot, who is not only I'm the booker for Colbert, no big deal, but she's also just a comedy guru and a comedy nerd like us. And she has great, she's written so many great articles and she's done a really cool comedy series on the Village Voice. But even she, in her like freelance writing days, she was talking about having to listen back and transcribe her own interviews and things like that. And her and Gary kind of shared and sympathized with each other on how much it sucks to listen to yourself, but how extremely valuable it is. And I've known this to be valuable, but I'll go in spurts where I'm like, yeah, I'm listening to every set from here on out. And then I fall off. But I will be saying, after hearing Joe Rogan talk about it at the beginning of this week, I've been doing it every show. And then I stumbled across the Sebastian episode on Nikki Glaser's show. And then I stumbled across this Gary Goldman interview, Are We Talking About This podcast, all talking about the same thing. So I'm not even going to tell you to, hey, don't do it every day, but maybe just try to do it for a week, right? You're listening to this clearly because you want to be a better comedian, or you're just a comedy nerd that really likes the comedy insights and behind the scenes. But however, most of you are comedians out here on this grind, so challenge yourself for the next week. We did a Write 10 challenge where it was, hey, write for 10 minutes for a week. Remember that challenge? Challenge yourself for this next week to listen to all of your sets. Hey, some of you may only perform once. Great. But really, you want to be a better comedian? This is the job. Hey, being a comedian at the level you want, to where you want this to be your full-time job, hey, it's a job. And guess what? At your job, you do things you don't want to do, but you do them for your boss because you know you should. Why not do things for yourself that you know you should? So for the next week, challenge yourself to listen to all of your sets. I'm not even going to say transcribe them. If you want to, great. But I can assure you, even just in my personal experience with listening back, I always get something more out of it than just listening. I always think of like a new punchline or a new angle or it. I don't even know or understand why it happens, but I always get more out of it than just the listening aspect of it. So really, if it helps you just to think, hey, comedy is a job, treat it like a job. If you want to be a professional, you have to do what the professionals do. So, hey, do what Sebastian Maniscalco does, do what Joe Rogan does, do what Gary Goldman does for the next week. Walk the walk, be the comedian you know you can be and you know you should be. And I'm doing this episode to challenge myself as well, because I'll go through spurts. I am by no means perfect and by no means doing this podcast to wag the finger. I'm saying this out loud to reprogram my brain to think in those terms as well. So when I'm talking to you, I'm just as much talking to myself and trying to rewire my brain to start thinking in that direction. So what I have found to be a fail-safe way is listening to it on the way home. I can romanticize listening to it when I get home and I'm at my desk, or I'll listen to it in the morning when I'm fresh. No. In all honesty with myself, if I don't listen to it on the way home, it ain't happening. So I've had to just pretty much rationalize that with myself and be like, no, Joel, you're lying to yourself because you don't want to listen to it because the set didn't go that great. Listen to it on the drive home. What are you doing anyway? So I challenge you to do that and have that same self-awareness. If you're not going to listen to it when you get home, be honest with yourself and listen to it on the ride home or on the way to the next show. I promise, they said in that Are We Still Talking About This podcast, it's difficult at first, but it gets easier the more you do it. And really go check out those interviews. Maybe they will inspire you to do the same. But I really want Hot Breath to help comedians suck less. And we can do that by listening to comedians we aspire to be like, and what are their habits and what are their disciplines and what is their ritual. And listening to your sets seems to be a common theme. So hey, like I've said on here, comedy ain't easy, but it's worth it. So for the next week, let's challenge each other and let's hold each other accountable. All right, you know, join the Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network. Let's connect with each other on there. Hold each other accountable. How's it going for you? What have you learned? How valuable has listening back to your sets been? And really, let's learn from each other on this, all right? So that's it for this right 10. I went a little bit over 10 minutes, but I'm also experimenting with recording this directly into my feed, so there isn't going to be any fancy sound effects or anything, but you know, we're always looking for ways to make things better and also faster so I can get more done. And recording this has really helped me to just reaffirm, hey, listen to your sets. So I hope it helps you do the same. If you have any questions or struggles, or if you have found something to work for you, or you found another interview that's inspired you or been insightful for you in your process, please don't hold it back. Share it with us. We're over in the Facebook comedy group, Hot Breath Comedy Network. Just ask to join and we'll let you in. And let's keep learning together, all right? All right. Well, this right 10 is adjourned. And we'll see you on the next Hot Breath episode. Peace. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.